God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome you all. Open the floor for public comment.
Just one thing, please report the CDTA 233 has now been extended to cover.
Yes, it has.
Through 7 and up through Mullenshaw.
Yep. Starting this month, it was.
Yep.
So hopefully they have a good schedule. I don't know what the schedule is, but.
It's not perfect, but it's a lot better, especially for folks out on Route 7 that were having issues getting back and forth
mm-hmm.
for civil work.
Yep. So if there's any issues with the schedule, if that's your thing, let us know. And, you know, I'll make some phone calls and see if we can't get it adjusted somewhat. I know. You know, some of the folks that work for the state down in Albany had issues with, you know, either they could get there but they couldn't get home, or they could get home but they couldn't get there.
Yeah, right now the situation is, right now the latest you can leave work from Albany is 4:30 if you want to actually get back to the village via the buses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little wonky, but it's a lot better than it has been for the last 2 years.
Yes, it has. All right.
You want to holler when you're ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
All right. That's good. I'm really glad to hear that. We've called a couple times. And that last phone call you made, Bob, must have did the trick.
Mr. Fleming reached out.
Mm-hmm.
I know several people that wrote to Steve McLaughlin's office directly, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I finally
panned
out.
Yep, I got a call from Senator Ashby. It was like the beginning of August, I think it was, that said, okay, we're all set. September 1st, we'll be back online.
This is the resume, and then this is what you'll want here. Okay,
mm-hmm.
When you do the whole.
Doing, Dan? How's it going?
Everybody, good to see you.
All right, good to see you. Marita's a very impressive resume.
Thank you.
You know, glad to have you aboard.
Thank you.
I'm going to apologize right up front, because if I'd have known I was doing some official function today, I would not be here in shorts.
I can't even tell. I can't do anything.
So we'll do things from back here. I'll stand back here, and you know, we'll do our thing. So come on up. Yep, come on up. So I'm going to let Guy do the introductions and talk a little bit about you.
Sure.
So,
nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
This is Ryan, David, and Richard.
Nice to meet you.
So, Chief can come on up too. As we've known for a number of years now, we've been. You know, running shorthanded, to say the least. A lot of it is because of the nature of our department. We don't have full-time positions. And so we do the best we can and try to find folks who will work out here, can work well out here. And we've done a very good job, I think, of with the folks that we've, the officers that we've recruited in the last few years. Marie Abraham was brought to my attention through Chief Bunny, and we spoke at length about a position here, and the Chief and I believe that Officer Abraham would be a great addition to our department. Just to give a little background, I'll let Chief Bunny talk in detail, but just to let you all know, So Chief Bunny and Officer Abraham actually went to the academy together back...
2010, September 11th.
Yeah. So there's a connection there. But, you know, through various positions locally, the Mechanicsville Police Department, Officer Abraham has had a really you know, stellar career and offers some services that we haven't really had a lot of. She's has experience, a lot of experience with domestic calls, domestic violence, supporting victims. And I'll let Chief talk up the rest of her experience.
So yeah, we went to the academy together in 2010. You know, we were so I got to watch her all during, you know, the training, and it had been my second time through, so I did more like watching than anything else. But and then, you know, when she graduated, she went through the academy for Philmont, which is a part-time police agency, and then she left there. You worked.
So through Philmont, you're sponsored, so they don't give you a job when you're done.
Right.
So you have to find a department that will hire you. So I applied to the Mechanicsville Police Department in 2011 and got hired.
I was
there for about 9 years part-time, and I was determined to go full-time. And then I had a bill passed through the governor's office to go full-time.
Yeah, she was over the age limit until the bill passed. And then when the bill passed, she was able to. So she went to East Greenbush for a while. She didn't really like the fit there, so she went back to Mechanicsville for full-time and worked for the chief of police in Mechanicsville. Because of seniority and all that stuff, she was stuck on the midnight shift for a long time and just got more than she wanted to deal with, and she got offered another job working, you know, days in the civilian field, so that's what she did. But in order to maintain her certification, she asked to work for another police department, so she decided she wanted to, you know, she worked hard for all the certifications she's got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's an instructor and that kind of stuff. Instructor development school.
I just got my master's degree in May.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So she worked hard for what she got, and she wants to maintain it. And the only way to maintain it is to work, you know, part time. So that's when she came to us. I think she'd be a great asset.
Nice.
Like
no
I said,
doubt in my mind.
She and brings I, things to the yeah. table that nobody else has here. So.
So I'm glad that we were able to get together and
thank you.
Fill each other's needs,
thank you.
So to speak.
Thank you. I'm very appreciative.
So. All right.
How's that? All right.
Does anybody want to make a motion?
Well, let me do the oath. Oh, yeah. Do the motion first. Yeah, hire.
Yeah. I'll make the motion to hire Marie Abraham as a Village of Nassau police officer.
Sorry.
We have to do the whole thing for the... It's okay, at a rate of $19.38 per hour.
I'll second.
Okay, any questions or further discussion? Any questions for the applicant? All right, so, oath of office. So when I state my name, you state yours. I, Robert Valenti, raise your right hand, sorry. I, Robert Valenti.
I, Marie Abraham.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
Of Village of Nassau Police Officer.
Village of Nassau Police Officer.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And I'll pass this off to you for to fill that out for us.
I have a bunch of paperwork for you that I'll put under the door tomorrow.
And here's another one for
you. And I'll pass it to her.
And when are we starting?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Probably next
month. Oh, you did one too?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
So I just go.
Sarah, if you could just sign this.
Missy.
Thank you.
All right, well, you gotta get a sign.
So, Maria, if you just sign this.
All right. So entertain a motion to approve the August board minutes.
I'll I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the July Treasurer's Report. Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Motion by Rich. Questions on the Treasurer's Report for July? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Entertain a motion to approve the August Treasurer's Report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the August report? Everybody clear on the stuff on the playground line item? So we're gonna had a grant, we're gonna get reimbursed for it, so that'll balance out probably next month or the month after. Question, any other questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So we have the 2023 year-end AUD report that was emailed to everybody. I hope you had a chance to review it. Entertain a motion to approve it.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Any questions on the AUD? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Still no correspondence? Missy?
Mm-mm.
No? Old business, property maintenance concerns on Westbrook Drive.
That's still carried.
That's still the, what's it, 11 Westbrook, is it?
No, it's
One Westbrook.
One, and last time we left off that, Dave reported that Kevin was going to review it.
Yeah, he did. He didn't think he had anything there under the code. Okay, I don't know quite what she's doing there. Whether that's like she's just processing flowers there or something like that.
Well, I think you probably should go over and take a look at it. Because it's not nothing.
Yeah, no, I believe it. He just seemed very...
Which is why he's usually not code enforcement. But we don't have anybody. I mean, nobody seems to be interested in taking the job at this point, so we're doing the best we can, but.
Does the state have any rules on boarding that we could go to?
Well, we have ordinances that just need to be enforced. I think. But somebody's got to cite them. That's why we got to find somebody to take that job. But we'll continue to get somebody on. But if you have time and you're out this way, take a look.
Yeah, for sure.
And give me a call. Tell me what you think. I mean, you know, if you...
No, I take it.
Hey, if you look at it and say, okay, I reviewed the ordinance, I see what you're talking about, and I don't think you have anything in there.
There was a particularly lovely bouquet that day that I was buying.
Then that's fine. Maybe if not, then
figure some way to get around.
We need to get action.
Okay.
All right. So resolutions authorize the court to apply for a JCAP grant for 2023-24 cycle up to $30,000. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
And this is going to be for the carpeting, right?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I don't know what else she's putting in for, but yeah. So
basically, it's to replace the carpeting in the wall here.
I think.
Any questions other than that? Then it's for the carpeting, and we'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, I think it was carpeting and maybe the PA system.
Ooh.
Well, that would be nice. Mm. But who knows if we'll get it all?
All right. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right, so the next thing is to set a public hearing for the tax exemption for volunteer first responders for November.
Oh.
Right, because you're not.
Yeah, because
we don't have enough.
Yeah,
people.
Charlie and I won't be here in October.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So the November meeting is, let's see.
November 8th.
November 8th, is it, you said?
Yes.
November 8th. I'll make a motion. It's Liz's birthday.
7:15 still?
Yeah, 7:15 is good.
Did everybody get the
we're going to talk about it, so before we do this, but we're going to have some discussion. So everybody's got a copy of the law here. So there were some things that were optional that we could accept or modify.
Right. It gave you some ranges.
Say some ranges.
You could require them to be there 2 to 5 years. You know what I'm saying? You could have that range. You could do the percentage up to 10%. You can choose to give the exemption on a lifetime basis after someone has been there 20 years or killed in the line of duty. And I think from what I've seen about what are the, I know what the county did, I know what the East Greenwich did, I'm not quite sure what Nassau did as a town, but I thought it would make sense. The county, I know, at least went the way most beneficial to emergency workers. In other words, I think they required 5-year membership, but they, you know, they provided for the kill of dying in, you know, during an action or having served for pretty much a long time. They authorized that. So that's what I put in there.
And I think at last month's meeting, we decided that we would be as liberal as possible with this. We were looking at the 2-year option, 10% reduction, and offering the spouse the lifetime benefit. And we had asked if we could even go further, if it was an unmarried spouse or if the spouse remarried, if we could consider it going forward under those conditions. And the answer to that came back as that we could not, because the state did not authorize that.
Right.
And that we had to stay within the parameters that the state authorized. So we can authorize them that if a member is killed in the line of duty and they are not a life member, the spouse can still have the lifetime exemption as long as she remains in the house and is unmarried, right? Because it's that unmarried spouse.
Yeah, unremarried.
Unmarried spouse. And unremarried spouse,
yeah,
yes.
I don't even know if that's a word.
I don't know what it is either, but that it doesn't seem to matter to state, so. And that if a member is a life member and they pass, that the unremarried spouse may continue to have the exemption for as long as they remain as live or remain unmarried, an unremarried spouse. I think I got that right. So everybody good with that? So that's the way this is written up. So that will be what we will present at the public hearing in November with a vote to accept thereafter with an effective date of January 1, 2024.
What time on the public hearing on 11-8, what time do you want to do the hearing?
7:15.
Okay, so what I'll do is, we've got plenty of time here because we've got to do the notice, publish the notice before the meeting. I'll draft a notice, I'll send it to you in Word. You know, it'll just be, I just got to tell, there's a public, tell the public there's a, you know, public hearing on a local law. I'll give an you know, just explain what the local law does so that people can see this in the notice that you'll post and publish. And then usually what we do now is we just, you have to tell people they can look at a copy of a proposed local law in your office or at the website, and then somewhere you, I mean, we don't publish that or post that until we got it on the website, you know, and people can access.
Okay, yeah,
I'll
put this on.
I'll get
that's
there,
the
right
same.
There.
We generally do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just don't try to do it yourself because it's a little tricky and there's something to it. You know, I want to
okay.
Sure.
Perfect.
All right. So all in favor of setting the public hearing for November 8th at 7:15? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Well, I had a motion and second, right?
I had the motion.
Guy had the motion.
It was Guy and who?
I'll second it.
Ryan.
Okay, sorry, I missed that part.
All right, so hire Marie Abram. We already did that.
Mm-hmm.
Set the October water rates.
I saw another email, Dave, you said about we need another, the local law.
Well, yeah, this is the code enforcement one. This came out of last year, and what I sent you was, and Bob, or Guy, and Bob and I were together, and we reviewed it some time ago, and I put it in a form. I'm not sure I put in every change. What happened was, you know, the local law and tax exemptions, the state passed a statute, and we sort of just followed that in terms of choosing yes, yes, we'll do that, yes, yes, with language. In this case, what's happened is the Secretary of State's office has been given beefed up powers to oversee our job doing code enforcement. And what they did was they promulgated a regulation saying we pretty much had to do this their way, and they gave us a template for a local law, which this is an adaptation of, which gave us some options of changes we could make. Like we could make it the village board of the village of Nassau. You know, they let us fill that in, which I thought was nice. There's some stuff they put in there. We have some control, there's some discretion. As long as we got till November, I can do a note to people and you can make a decision about what you want to do or what you don't want to do. For instance, I just eliminated this. There's a whole 6-page section in the State Department of State law on regulating and inspecting parking garages, which are like...
such an issue in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. So I left that as a thing and I said it's omitted intentionally. We've got some issues as to what kind of... they provide you can get a daily fine, so I think I left that blank, or you can put people in jail. I put in 15 days because no one's going to jail for this stuff, I don't think. And you know, if you make it a year, no one's getting a year on this kind of stuff. So I don't know if you want to set a public hearing on it, we have plenty of time to get this done in terms of the specific things that we need to include or uninclude.
Okay, so we need to get some action on that so we can have that ready.
Yeah, it's basically ready now, but I think as I went through it, there
okay,
were issues.
Okay, but we didn't get that.
I emailed it today.
When?
Well, see, I did my email at 7 o'clock this morning. Was it after that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it
was.
Was
it after 1 o'clock? Because I was there until 1.
What you're doing is you're doing a hearing on it.
Yeah,
so you're doing that 2 months out. I think a lot of it is...
So you're suggesting we set the public hearing?
Yeah, I'm suggesting you set the public hearing, and I can send everybody a note as to what I think are the... You'll see, it's. I don't know how we're going to comply with this thing. Even if we strip out of it, whatever we can... We have a code enforcement officer for starters.
Yeah, that's for starters. That would help. Be helpful.
There's that. And then there's other stuff in there that just seems goofy. You know, even if we strip that out, it's still very comprehensive and pushy, I would say. You know, it could be reasonable from the point of view of people who are designing this system, and you do this all day, every day. But, yeah, if you can, you know, set it for...
This is, in other words, telling the code enforcer more things that he has to do.
Yeah, and
which is going to make it harder for us to find.
Someone told me they actually have to report every year. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well,
there's a specific. Yeah. No. Right. There's a specific provision that I put in there that you'll see here that we have to report every year what we did on a form prescribed by the Secretary of State, which I'm sure will be easily fillable in an online document. Or not.
Even for small municipalities like
is.
Us?
But it's everybody.
Right.
In other words, you know.
Encompassing, yeah.
Okay, so do you want to do it on November 8th at 7 then? And we'll do them both together?
You should get it.
Yeah, that's fine.
You good?
I guess.
Right?
Yeah, I'm good with the 8th. Did everybody get that, by the way? I throw these things
out. I don't know, because I don't have access to my email.
Guys was misspelled wrong, and I just forwarded it to him.
I misspelled Guy's name?
No, the email.
The email address.
I got your email wrong the first time, but I corrected it, so I'm proud
threes.
Of that. Threes. Yeah, I know there are three. No, you know, I spelled village wrong. That's what it wasn't. Yeah, I got, because I'm used to seeing the threes. What did I do to your name, Guy?
One, it was missing an E.
Just respond back to the ones I send you, because you're on the village board one, so every time I send one, you get one.
Oh, Trust 40. Okay, it's the name of a hotel chain.
Okay, so I probably got it too, but it wasn't until after I left.
All right.
Yeah, just reply all, and you get it. You're good.
Okay, so we're going
to... All right.
Is that public hearing?
Sorry, guys.
So we'll entertain a public hearing for November 8th, 7 p.m.
Yep.
For the, so what are you calling this now?
It's the, a law relating to the administration and enforcement of the Uniform Fire Prevention and Building Code and the State Energy Conservation Construction Code. Why don't we just
say that?
Local law for the administration enforcement of Uniform Fire Prevention, Building, and Energy Conservation Codes, or something like that. Okay, I mean, I'll put the title in.
Josie, he will send you the information to list it. And he's going to help
you. I'll do the notice anyway.
Okay.
So we'll be good.
Who made the motion?
Motion by Guy.
Okay.
Second.
Second by Ryan.
All right.
So we got, so everybody remember November, we got to be here at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Code public hearing. See, that's what I call it. All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion's carried. That takes care of that. Anybody else got anything for Dave while we're Dave is up?
I got a stack. Do you want me to take a look or just ask what? We got a bankruptcy notice from Six Terra Technologies, Inc. saying they're going bankrupt.
Yeah, I think they have to do with New York Class, maybe. Because those seem to be investments of some sort, from what I can determine.
No, I think this is the investments is the one about the LIBOR based instruments. That's a different proceeding.
Okay.
In other words, this is a bankruptcy proceeding. Where
it says we're a creditor.
Yeah, that's my question. For what?
For what? That's correct.
I mean, do they own a piece of property in the village?
No. This is just some large corporation out of God knows where.
Like they owe us money for something.
Yeah, like we're a creditor.
Yeah.
This is Chapter 11, so whatever this company is, they're going bankrupt. They're doing Chapter 11. What that means is they're going to go through, they're going to try to go through.
It's reorganization, right?
Yeah, they're going to try and reorganize, dump off what debt they can dump off, restructure their debt, blah, 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 blah. They can blow off collective bargaining agreements and other things. But I don't know why, I was going to ask, why are we?
We have no idea.
Yeah, no idea. Well, we're just one of the listed creditors. I mean, I can find out.
Well, it'd be nice to know what they owe us.
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah. And what class of credit?
And why do you owe us money?
And what kind of class credit?
What did we do for you?
Yeah. This other one is like this other one is a notice of a proposed settlement in a class action lawsuit where they got a proof of claim here, so we just put one in and ask for.
Yeah, but it's late too. It was due August 15th.
Oh, well, it was late.
Well, you could get away with that, but I don't even know what it's about.
Yeah. And the other one is a class settlement action, or class action settlement. 90 million with one bank, $127 million settlement part. So there's a lot of money here. The question is how much is going to be left? Let's see, 240, 130, 370, 490. It's about $580 million available for the U.S. I guess they were dealing in U.S. dollar LIBOR-based instruments. London Interbank Overnight Rate is what that's.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with us?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's usually a bank thing.
Yeah, but we wouldn't owe this stuff directly.
No.
I don't understand.
And we wouldn't be unless we had some investment or we were. Or it might have been part of a.
Well, like you said, it might be NICLASS.
It could be NICLASS,
yeah,
because they do the.
That would mean we're not.
They
get
do
something.
That stuff where, you know, they take your money at the end of the business day and they invest it, and then they put it back in your account.
That's what LIBOR is. Yeah, LIBOR.
That kind of stuff.
It's an overnight thing. But apparently they're cheating.
But yeah, but I mean, that wouldn't be us anyway. It would be, NICLASS would be the holder, and then they would have to pay us whatever part of the proceeds. That's the way that would work, I would think.
Sounds like they're going bankrupt and we're going to lose some money out of our NICLASS.
Well, you don't have the money right now. We've been paid, but evidently, according to this lawsuit, we have not been paid enough properly.
Hmm.
I could hilariously try to call one of his lawyers.
And, you know, it's a couple of bucks, you know, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've gone through hours of paperwork for a check for $4.60.
Sure hope the lawyers are getting paid, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just worry.
By the time they get done with their part, that $580 million,
exactly.
There will be about $100,000 left for payments.
Right. It's a good line of work.
Yes, it is. And here you sit.
I'd have to labor mightily for the village of Nassau for many, many years to get what these guys are taking out.
Yeah, no kidding.
In a day.
All right. Anything else for Dave? Mm-hmm. But you're going to look into that and see if there's anything we need to be concerned about.
There must be something we can do. Maybe there's a. You know, usually the way this works is they say you're in the.
Yeah.
This is the seller.
If you agree, do nothing.
Right.
That's usually the way it works.
And the cost and the expense of going outside the class is just ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. So, set water rate, October 2023 water rates as follows. Residential customers, base water rate, up to two people, $135 for 6 months, and each additional person in the house, $20. Residents outside the village will pay 1.5 times the amount of the village residential rate. Of $203 plus $30 for each person in the house. Commercial customers excluding flat rate customers, low is $200, medium is $513, high is $665. Flat rate customers, Pine Tree Apartments in the village is $2,970. Pine Tree outside the village is $4,455. East Greenbush Central School District, DPS is $37.81, Stewart's is $9.98. Bulk rate customers are 12 cents a gallon, or 1.2 cents per thousand, I guess.
Is one of those the senior citizen houses that we just extended the pilot on?
No, actually they pay a two-person rate for each unit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they pay for services. They just get a break on taxes.
Okay.
There will be an additional line to water bill, WPB01, $50 per unit to pay for the water tank and Route 20 water bond project. This charge will be on water billing every 6 months until 2025. Final bond payments in 2025. If you have questions about the calculation of your water bill, call village clerk, Melissa Turner-Bulin, blah, blah, blah. Need a motion to approve the rates for October.
Make motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions?
These are unchanged.
These are unchanged for last time, yes, from April.
Correct. These are the rate increase from April.
Yeah.
Yep. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right, the bills are next, so anybody want to bring anything up before we pay the bills?
Yeah, I have one thing. Donna Decker and Claudia Shields reached out to me. Last week they went over and they weeded the garden area around the gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
And they inquired about the telephone pole where the power box is. There's a gnarly, like, thorn bush, pricker bush.
Yeah.
I got a picture of it.
Probably
a
rosebush. Mm-hmm.
They felt that either it should be taken down or trimmed back or something.
That's what they think
but
needs to be done.
I said I bring it to the board. I don't know who put it there or when it was put there, if it had any kind of sentimental value or what the story behind
it
is.
If no one else is taking care of it and they're choosing to take care of it, then I would say whatever they think is best.
We'd have to have the boys go over and take it out. It's a big bush.
So are you saying it's dying or something?
No, it's just they can't work around it. Like, her arms were all chewed up from the thorn bushes when they were trying to weed.
Okay.
Well,
what's the board's opinion?
Taking down some stuff before and having.
Well, I would say, out of courtesy, a phone call to Jeanette.
That's what I was thinking.
would not be out of line.
Right.
And just inform her that the folks that are taking care of the gazebo find this particular bush to be cumbersome and would like to have it removed. Just giving you a heads up, what do you think?
Right, I agree. Because some have been removed before and there's been a lot of issues.
Yes, and I didn't want, correct. I wanted to bring it here.
I thought you were talking about something.
But I think she's,
I thought you were talking about something dead.
I think no, she's the one no. to go to for that.
Exactly. All right, okay. I will take care of that.
Right. You'll call her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I'll get back to you.
Perfect. It's this, if you're wondering. It's that bush there.
Okay, I know which one.
Send her a screenshot.
Yeah, it's headed to my phone, so I can show
you. Okay.
You have me in your phone, don't you, dear? Okay. No, we never talk.
Anything else?
That's all I have.
Anybody else?
Just want to remind everyone that Saturday the town is, and the village is participating to an extent. We're having the family fun day back again. Not quite exactly like we had it before, but it's a start, and I'm sure it's going to be great. There's going to be food trucks and games, just like our family fest day that we used to have. With
this Saturday?
Yep, 11 to 2 at the Village Commons. Anybody wants to come and join in, I'll be helping the town.
I'll be at the tower.
I'm going to drill that one.
Okay, don't worry. I'll be there for all of you. No, I'm glad to see something going on in the park again.
Absolutely.
So it
it's on,
nice.
And it's on the board. I put it on the board.
Yes, you did. Thank you. It's hopefully going to be fun.
Yep, I'm sure it will. Anything else?
When is fall cleanup?
October.
Next month?
Right. I won't be here probably, but it's in October.
What?
The village cleanup in October.
Yes, it's October.
Third Saturday, right?
Yeah, whatever one's after Columbus Day or something.
Yeah, it's I think it's the third Saturday.
All right, well.
It's the Saturday after Columbus Day, you said? That would be the second Saturday, the
14th. I have to go look on the calendar, but that's all right. I'll be here. Pete will be
here. It's either the 14th or the 21st, so we'll have to look at the village calendar. It's probably on the village calendar plan
yeah,
for this
is.
Year.
I'll look right after we're done. But that is the next thing coming up, is the village cleanup day.
I'll be out of town, but.
All depends which day.
Good night.
All right. Entertain a motion to pay bills 97 through 133 in the amount of $77,247.71 in the general fund and $182.40 in the water fund and $4,022.78 paid outside of abstract.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the bills? Are we paying for the music ABSCAP stuff?
That's what we should ask Dave.
I think you should.
All right, we'll wait for Dave to come back.
It's included in this file.
Okay.
Bye now. Thanks for coming.
That's it.
Missy, do you
have hold on.
The CHIPS paperwork
first.
Yet?
He's in the
bathroom. When do I have to sign that stuff?
You don't have any chips to put in for it.
Oh. No, this one's fine. Trying. We're going to get a rebate on it.
I'm still waiting on money from chips. I didn't get my last reimbursement yet. I'm going to call them tomorrow.
When you left, still have to wait.
Yeah, I have to
put that
Griswold
down. We should be putting
it in. As soon as Griswold's paid for, I have to get it paid for.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, so we had one question on one of the bills.
Yeah.
So we have been paying an annual fee to ASCAP for music.
Yeah.
And
because for the various programs that we put on,
right? So now,
license
well,
music.
Mostly it was because it was for Kurt. Kurt did not charge us to for any services that he provided,
yeah.
his band or whatever.
Yeah. But he plays
and, but
songs.
He did ask, but he asked us to pay his
yeah.
ASCAP
yeah.
dues for him,
yeah,
in lieu of receiving any
yeah.
money. So now we're more, since he's not doing that anymore, we're anytime we have music in the park, we're usually having persons that we hire and pay.
Yeah.
And these folks pay their own ASCAP dues. So do we need to?
Do we know that they do?
Well, we know that the guy that we had this year did.
Yeah.
But isn't it the responsible for that? Isn't it their responsibility?
I think we as the venue might be the responsible person. I know.
So then in your opinion, we should continue to pay these?
I mean, in a way, it's a little bit like protection. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you know, is ASCAP...
I agree.
No, I'm serious.
For $100, let's just
I don't know anybody who's been sued by ASCAP, you know, but it's, you know, they have a right to licensing fees, and I don't know that I would trust the musician. Not that they're not wonderful people, but, you know, are they, do they even know where ASCAP is? Usually ASCAP has a licensing agreement that they send you. It's a real simple one.
Well, we have, yes. We've been paying it for years.
And how much is it?
$400.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you said, like, why are you snapping your fingers? Keep the elephants away? There aren't any elephants around here. Yeah, working, huh? I'm serious, because I don't know how bad the trouble you get into if you didn't. I
mean, all right.
I don't imagine that the ASCAP agent is down here patrolling, but who knows? You know?
Do what?
Hand me that, I'll see
you. You know what? I will call the town attorneys, the Association of Towns, tomorrow. And I'll call the...
We're going to pay it this year. And then
but let's find... I touch these guys that you miss the law all day, every day, and maybe they know.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So, all bills to be paid. Ryan and Rich, any other questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan.